Welcome to Good Moms Love Flowers. I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
Join us for a special segment where we roll up,
get high,
and deep dive into random things we find on the internet and high thoughts.
So sit back, roll that blunt, and let's get high.
Welcome back to another episode of Good Moms Love Flowers. I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
And here's another wonderful episode of...
Two moms getting high.
Two moms getting high, decoding the deep secrets of life over weed.
Are you a mom that gets high? Are you hiding in your closet smoking weed because you live in Tennessee?
Come out of the closet and come to California.
Encourage you right now, if you just turn this on, you're like, I don't know who these bitches are, or I didn't know they were gonna be smoking weed. I got some weed. I want you to go to your car, go get that pack out of your car, go roll up, press pause, go roll up, come back, smoke with us. If you don't have anybody to smoke with, we'll smoke with you.
We're your friends that you can hide in the closet with. Did you roll us the weed, my dear?
I did roll us the weed, but you know, just like every time we smoke, I want to bless the weed. I want to cleanse the weed.
Set some intention over the weed in which we inhale.
Let's send a prayer to Mother Earth. Thank you for providing us with this beautiful, beautiful, majestic flower. Thank you for the gifts, the inspiration, the creativity that will unfold once we inhale this beautiful flower into our divine vessels. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for our health. Thank you for Earth's medicine. Ashe.
Ashe. Amen. Would you like to do the honors of honeying the blunt?
I think I always put a little too much. I'm gonna put a little. Is that enough?
Just a little dot.
A little dot?
Okay. That's a little much.
This is.
It gets thick.
I'm a bit much, so it's okay.
Sometimes it'll be hard to lay.
Okay. That the last one I did was a little bit tricky. So.
You can also use it as like the adhesive. It kind of helps seal.
It's sealing this little piece that was open.
Sometimes backwoods like to like ravel open, but that's how you like make sure it burns slow and also that it's. It's sealed. And then if you need the little ring, so it doesn't get you all sticky.
Oh, because we are classy smokers
here.
This
is the way you smoke with class. This is how moms smoke.
This is upscale smoking. Although, I think I'm going to buy a bong.
You're going to go back?
I think I'm going back to bongs.
Old school?
That's the cleanest way to smoke weed, like the healthiest way.
Well, there's nothing in between you and the weed except the glass and the water. It's so intense, though.
Damn, but I love backwoods.
I know, me too. Maybe we'll need to do
something. Maybe integrate the bong?
Yeah, variety.
Integrate the bong, okay.
Remember the other one, the vaporizer? What is it? The old school bong where it like heats it up, slowly you plug it in.
Oh my God, with a little glass, little thing at the
end. Yeah, is that a vaporizer?
Yeah, it's the OG vaporizer.
Is that like the OG vape?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I remember my...
I think I still have mine.
It's like a wood box, right?
It's a little wood box and it has the rod and you have the thing, the little like...
You plug it in.
Bowl and you put the weed in and it burns the fuck out of it. You have to like put it at the perfect
temperature. It's supposed to like warm it slowly.
Yeah, but you ended up burning that shit because you have to like fuck with the temperature and...
I remember that. Someone showing me that. I was like, what is this? But like, you can't really gauge how high you're getting because it's just like heating it up slowly. So then you get really high. Wow. Vintage weed smoking.
This feels vintage.
Why with that? The ring? I like that. I was thinking vintage like.
Ooh, the honey's bubbling.
The early 2000s. You see it? Getting hot. That hot honey.
Do you know that honey... I think this one today is years old. I'll never forget it now. That they found honey in the tombs that was over 3,000 years old and it was still edible.
Honey never goes bad, even if it's 3,000. That probably must have been some enchanted honey. Whoever ate that probably got some like bee wisdom, some universal wisdom through that ingestion. I wish I could get my hands on some 3,000-year-old honey. Like Winnie the Pooh.
That would be dope. Guys, I'm wearing our merch in case you haven't noticed. We're merch designers, and today I'm wearing none other than our tribe jersey.
It says Bed Choices on the back. You can wear it as a dress, as a shirt, cash, or dressed up. And of course we have the yin and the yang to symbolize balance, because bitches need to be balanced. Bitches as in us and moms.
This is currently on sale on our website, so click the link in the episode and check out all of our beautiful merch that we design. It's really lit over there. I was watching this thing on the internet the other day, and it was from our friends over at Tonight's Conversations.
Oh, wait, before you do that, does anyone, just real quick.
No, go ahead. What is it?
Does anybody like this song? Charles, your lunch is ready. I can't leave for you.
Charles, your lunch is ready. But they hating on you. Charles, your lunch is ready. And I got the dessert too.
Ooh, she got the dessert. What kind of dessert you got?
That's Mrs. Netta, and I don't know her until this season of the internet, but I love her. And they're talking bad about Miss Netta on the internet.
Why are they talking bad about her?
I don't know, because she was born a man, but she dressed in women's clothes. But she doesn't think she's not transgender. She's just a regular old school homosexual who's just minding her business making Charles lunch and shit. And then she made this epic song.
What's
called
an old school homosexual?
I don't know. She's not really good.
Vintage, back in the day.
When they weren't, really get into
when they weren't so high strung about
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were more relaxed, minding them more low key. And all she's doing is, you know, taking care of her man, getting her hair done. I plan on remaking the video because she's in the hairdresser and she got all this glitter on her eyes. And then she goes to a fried chicken joint and gives Charles his meal.
Ooh.
And, you know,
she sounds like a good woman.
She's a good woman or man. I don't know. I don't really care. I like her. Anyway, her and Charles, if they come to LA, they can get my coin because I might come see Charles and Miss
Netta. She need to fuck around and just open her own spot now. Restaurant.
She should. That should be the intro because they've been mean to her on the internet. But I don't know why, because she's just making Charles lunch and minding her business. That was my internet discovery that I love this week. Sorry. I know you're about to get into something more serious, so I just wanted to get that out the way.
I don't think we need to go serious now. No, I'd rather stay here.
Charles, your lunch is ready. The other night,
we need to do ASMR to that song.
We must.
Slow motion eating.
I gave Orlando a plate on stories, and I put the song over it, and it's so funny. Oh man, that's a fucking funny ass song.
I think that we are in the season of people having late in life music careers.
I think I'm gonna join in.
I think I'm doing it. I've seen it between her. The lady I met today at the coffee shop that says she's relaunching her music career.
She said that?
Yeah.
She said, well, okay.
She was probably about 57 years old.
Why not?
And I said, did you have a career before? And she said, no, it never took off. I was always scared to do it. And so now I'm about to do it. And I was like, bitch, you better do that.
No time better than now. Did she say what kind of music she did?
Rock. Okay. Yeah, rock and roll. Yeah, and she had this tattoo on her ass. It was like she bent over, and I said, oh, yeah, bitch, you were in the scene.
Oh, because she showed you her ass tattoo?
Well, no, but she had – it was like shaped around her butt. Like it was like a little heart shape, but it was like snakes and like barbed wire. What's that? Remember that Pamela Anderson movie, Barbed Wire?
I don't remember any Pamela Anderson movies.
You don't remember Pamela Anderson movie? It was the only one she ever did that was maybe she did other movies, but there was one in particular that really sent her to the top of the charts, and it was called Barbed Wire.
Oh, I can't recall.
Anyway, the reason I remember that because she had this tattoo on her arm that was pretty memorable, and that's what it looked like this lady had on her ass, and she definitely watched that movie and got it.
I think it was a real tattoo, right? That's like a real one she had. She was pretty rock star, Pamela Anderson.
She was. She is. I watched her documentary. It was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were mean to her, too. They're mean to everybody. Society has no.
They really
chill.
Fucked her up with Tommy and the sex tape. They ruined their fucking life with that shit.
It ruined Pamela's life?
Yeah. Like, it was like she went through so much trauma and him trying to get the sex tape back. And it was just like everyone like slut shaming her because she was fucking her husband. Like, it was crazy.
Like, slut shaming her, but also like super, super promoting her slutness on
Baywatch.
And they made
so much money off of that.
She
didn't make a dime.
Oh, that was before that Kim was like K.
The f- oh, bitch, yeah. Yeah. It was like the first, is the OG sex tape. They made so much money, like an absurd amount. And she didn't see one dime of that. And she didn't even, she didn't want it. Like, she was so traumatized around it. She wanted it to be just gone.
Because she never did porn before that, right? That
no, was... someone stole. No, no, no. She never did porn.
Oh, someone, like, broke into their someone house.
Someone broke into
right.
their house and stole that shit.
I think that was right around the time that Los Angeles, like, California started really putting in some really deep extortion laws. Because, like, there that was a big thing back in the day, just, like, releasing people's shit with no penalty.
And now people just put their sex tapes out for money now.
Like, they don't even put them out. They just, like, put them on OnlyFans. Yeah.
Twitter and OnlyFans.
Yeah. I don't really, yeah. You gotta have a big check just waiting for that type of full frontal.
Damn, imagine having an OnlyFans and, like, putting your pussy on the like on OnlyFans and fucking on OnlyFans and, like, being unsuccessful selling pussy.
I know. I fucking, around the way, Curls had a meme today that said, imagine you're a prostitute and you ain't making no money.
Imagine selling pussy and you don't, no money.
Yeah, and it's not selling. I was like, God, that's not,
crazy. That's not, oh man. But that's a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of unsuccessful OnlyFansers. OnlyFanners?
I mean, 2020 had everybody thinking that you were going to be the top 1%, but imagine the other 99%.
It's kind of sad. I still think that, A, I could have the late in life music career. And I could still cake off my feet that I haven't. I haven't done it. I actually made a whole page. I put feet pics up.
And then you didn't push publish?
I can't figure out. I can't figure out how to make my this one picture the main photo.
So then you said, fuck it. Fuck
and then it was like really hard to use. It's not easy. It's not. The interface is not so simple. And I wanted it to be look really good.
Is it like an interface like OnlyFans or specifically
I don't know because I don't have the OnlyFans interface. I've never.
So this one's only for feet.
This is only. It's called Foot Finder. Wait, Foot Finder? Foot Finder. Yeah.
So no, what, we got to look up some like the top five odd ways to make money.
It's definitely sex. Mm. It used to be.
Well, I said it's a call girls, cam girls.
Cam girls. I had a girl. Oh yeah, I have a friend from high. Well, she's not my friend. That's a bold statement. She's a woman that I know. I went to high school with, and she was doing. She divorced her husband. And she had nothing. She didn't know what she was going to do. And so she started doing being a cam girl. And she was killing it.
That's a success story.
I know.
She figured it out.
And she wasn't even getting naked.
You just talk?
She was just in lingerie and like just she was like being playful and shit.
Hmm. The only thing about, well, I guess if you're not getting naked, it doesn't fucking matter. It's like if people record it. Probably some weird people on there, but. Probably lucrative. There's probably more weird perverts online than there is out, you know, everywhere else. Seems like there's never going to be an ending to that market. Pervs?
Pervs and sex?
Pervs and sex. People are like, I think that people are super perverse because it's suppressed. Sexuality is suppressed. Kinks are suppressed. And then like when you like hide it, but you still feed it, it just turns into this like secret world. Hence the internet.
Also, people are bold, though, because the other day, this man sent me his asshole.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
He sent me, like, just totally unannounced.
I don't know how I got so lucky to witness it. When she opened it, I was like, whoa. And no.
Not only his asshole, but his asshole flexing.
He, like, sent her a kiss.
It was, and he said, he asked me, like, did you like the wink?
That's yeah, the wink. The wink. And it was something.
His asshole was winking. Yeah. It was like a... And I have to say, he was a hairless asshole.
It was a nice asshole.
It was all one color. I think he might bleach his asshole.
Unless he just has the smoothest asshole. I don't know.
I don't think assholes
are... Was it all one color?
It was like a very soft brown to like light skinned like him.
Yeah, it was a smooth transition. It wasn't hairy. Like is it still on there or did it disappear?
Did it disappear?
Oh, that was smart, I guess. Because I would have definitely re-examined it live. But yeah, I was a little caught off guard.
Maybe
I
mean, it's there. Let me check.
It wasn't even my DMs. And I was like, okay. And this is a long-standing...
But I didn't ask for this, and he really, like, I don't know what he wanted me to do with that. I mean, maybe he heard the episode where I say that I will lick ass.
He definitely did.
But I don't want ass whole photos sent to me.
You don't want ass winks?
I don't want ass... No, I don't.
Leave in the comments, you guys. Do you appreciate or do you not appreciate ass winks? I need to hear from the people.
Do you send this on Good Moms or my personal?
I think that's your personal. I've never received an ass wink, so I don't know. But you know what? Even the angle was extremely professional, and I was like, this is not...
No, it was. Like, he set up the camera.
It was perfectly
centered. It was perfectly centered, and it was... His ass was so moisturized.
Yeah. He's done that before.
Oh, God. No. He must have disappeared. How disappointing. Yep, I was not prepared. Hope I didn't share too much. I love getting eight and wanted to share.
Well, you know, you never know. Someone somewhere liked it, and that's where he got that setup from. It's worked for him.
Comment below if you like getting asshole pictures sent to you. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm not open. Maybe not as open as I thought.
Not as open as this asshole. It wasn't gouging. It was nice. It just was. I think you should at least warn someone. You should have some, like...
How do you warn someone you're going to send the picture of their asshole?
I think there's some pre-conversation that happens that's like, I love asshole. Like, what does yours look like?
I love asshole.
Like, there should be some kind of flirting happening. Later. Specifically later. Regarding assholes.
I love asshole.
I was like, maybe he got her confused with me because I like rimming porn, and I've said that before, but... Yeah, even I wasn't prepared for that one.
So that you do like to watch asshole porn?
That is different than an ass wink. That is different than an isolated...
So you have specific asshole porn you like. You don't like when it winks?
No. It's just like there's a whole scene. There's sex happening too. That's just a part of the sex.
So the rimming is when someone's like licking around the butthole?
Yeah.
So you like to see women rimming men, or you like to
either
see...
one? I like to watch either one, but it has to be in like the full porn, not just like this isolated wink with no pregamer. You know, you don't go straight for the shot. You just like, you know, you build up warmly, and then you get like hardcore. But he just went straight hardcore.
Yeah, I have the category that I've been watching more recently. I don't watch a lot of porn, but every now and then I go into my YouPorn categories. And the one that I like is double penetration, but it has to be a white girl getting fucked by two black guys. Because I think it feels like reparations.
We like it like kind of hardcore.
Yeah, yeah. Like they have to be fucking the shit out of her.
When you say double penetration, do you mean one in the butthole?
One in the butthole. This is definitely not going to monetize on YouTube. this one's not monetizing. It's one in the booty hole and one in the pussy hole.
I kind of like one both in the pussy hole. So you know what I don't like?
See, I don't need the dicks to touch like that.
I don't like watching the butthole get super huge on the pink white butts. Like, I don't like that. It just kind of...
Well, it's also a specific white girl. I can't have like the no ass white girl. Like, it's the white girl that you know fucks black guys outside of here.
Alexis Texas.
You know I love Alexis Texas.
But she doesn't do black guy porn, right? That was a big thing.
I don't know. Did we ask her that?
I don't know, but I hope she comes
tonight.
We
needed to ask her that.
Yeah. Well, she can come back. Hey, so we brought you all the way back here because we have one specific, very important question that people want to know. We got a lot of shit for this.
People did comment. I know. They were like, did you ask her?
They were like, why did she not, like, basically call her racist, and then we were just letting her be on her show, letting it slide. Like, Alexis is Puerto Rican, okay? Alexis's dad is Puerto Rican, okay? I think back in the day, though, fucking black guys like would make you less money. So maybe I thought maybe.
So she fucked them in private.
I don't know. I think so. We need to ask both questions. Her ex-husband wasn't black, though. I think I asked that. Mm. I don't know how I asked that. Probably just like, was he black?
Yeah, I do. I like the porn where the girl's getting devoured by the black men. It makes me really happy.
You feel like you're getting reparations through the men?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been watching porn on your since you've been celibate?
A little bit. That was one I watched recently.
But is that like making it more difficult?
Porn?
Mm-hmm.
No. Porn is not real.
No, I know it's not real, but like, is it making it harder to be celibate, or is it just like scratching an itch?
No, it helps me. I have to masturbate to have some visual. A lot, because it's not possible to be a happy person if you're not releasing as a woman. I don't know about men. I feel like men need to fucking keep their semen inside of them.
Well,
more often.
They need to figure out how to release without ejaculating, but I was going to ask you, I forgot.
To release without ejaculating?
orgasm without ejaculating.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean.
Do, have you been masturbating without vibrators?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't seem so thrilled.
Yeah. Huh? Today I didn't. Today I used a wand that vibrates.
A wand that vibrates?
It's like a, you know, like a little wand.
Oh, oh, oh. That's what I mean. Like, if you use anything with none, like no electricity.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying I have mostly been using crystals.
Oh, oh, oh.
But today I used the wand.
And the DP, the reparations DP?
No, I just imagined someone fucking me and licking me. And
the women's minds are so much more powerful than the porn. It's like you watch it for the first 30 seconds and then
well,
you
that's usually what I use porn for. I don't like finish with it.
Yeah,
I usually just like need a little inspiration.
And then you can then just go into your head.
And yeah. At this point, I'm always manifesting when I masturbate. I don't masturbate without manifesting anymore at this point in my life, because it just feels better, honestly. And I feel like I actually feel better afterwards. It helps me with my release.
It's kind of like semen retention for women.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that. Like, are women like, it's not the same. Like, we don't need to keep that. We don't need to keep that, I guess, life force energy inside of us. And,
well,
bring it back up our chakras and up to our.
No, I think we can, we have the ability to like recycle it, but I think, yeah, with intention, but also we don't ejaculate. So it's not like coming out in an actual substance. Like their sperm is actually like super potent.
I know. It's like a lot of living little organisms.
The best of everything, you know, the best of all of their organs and shit. So I think it just works differently because we're not like exposed. Like, it's not expulsion. Expulsion. Am I saying the right word? I'm high. You know, the bitches on YouTube will catch you if you say the wrong word. Oh, were you going to play? Did you have like a, that clip you're going to play? Or is it too,
it was a little too heavy.
Annoying.
I don't really want to go there now. I was, yeah, no.
The shit on the internet is so fucking stupid sometimes. And then, you know what I always hate? I hate people on the internet who ask other dumb people on the internet, like, critical things about themselves. Because it's like, what even, why would you even ask this person?
What do you mean, like, critical things about themselves like for, or about, like, the world?
Just in general, about themselves. Like, for instance, like, all the women asking Kevin Samuels for advice about their appearance, or the woman there asking this panel of who the fuck knows about, you know, her worthiness, or like if she's going to find a man. Like, who are these people? Why are we going to random people asking for advice and trusting them with like our self-worth? Like, that irritates me.
Yeah, I don't know. Because people need to Google everything about them. I mean, think about it. We have apps that tell us who we are and what we're feeling today.
It's still like seeking validation. To go back to my favorite show of reality, Love is Blind. No, not Love is Blind. Married at First Sight and Love is Blind. It's just like, even then, when you see when it doesn't work, or like when they're not falling in love with a stranger, because duh, that like the people's need to be validated really comes up. And like you see this like inner dialogue that it really just like how it affects the outside, when it's like, duh, bitch. Now you're going to, like, be mad when you came on a stupid-ass show with a man you never met in your fucking life. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? But instead, they're like, why doesn't he like me? And, like, I'm doing everything I can. It's like, you're stupid.
Well, I think that people, like, are a lot of times the biggest participant of their own suffering. And they actively are participate in it. And it's, like, kind of masochistic. Like, I think we live in a society that is extremely masochistic. Like, we actively enjoy hurting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's addictive. It's like cutting. Like, the internet, like, just having Instagram on your phone, if you don't have, like, if you're not following the people that actually make you feel good, and you're actively looking on the Explore page, which actually the Explore page will tell you a lot about someone. I think that's like a dating hack, actually.
Looking at their Explore page?
Like, take the person's phone and ask them to open up their Explore page, and that will tell you pretty much everything you really need to know about them.
That's the algorithm?
Yeah, because it's the algorithm, and you can see, like, what it is that they're looking
indulging
at every day. What does my Explore page look like?
I know.
Let's see. I'm scared. What was I looking at today?
That I'm scared.
My Explore page looks like... Wait, where is the Explore page out here?
I don't know what this shit is. Black love.
It's just, mine is pregnant people.
Black art.
I mean, nine's not so bad.
Stupid shit.
I'm gonna take a screenshot. This is my Explore page.
I don't know what half this shit is.
Oh my God. And now I'm looking at my Explore page because I was going on a deep dive of Joshua Jackson and Lupita Nyong'o.
Where is Joshua Jackson from?
Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
Pacey. Is his name Pacey?
I don't fucking know. I don't watch Dawson's Creek like
what?
That.
What?
I remember the song, but I didn't really watch Dawson's Creek.
Wow.
But speaking of old shows, did you see Chili is dating the guy from
Wonder Years?
No. Is that the guy from Wonder Years? But he had it's gonna stress me out. Boy Meets World.
What's his name?
She's dating Sean from Boy Meets World.
Matthew Lawrence.
Yeah. And I'm like, what an odd couple.
Oh my God, look how happy they are. They actually are adorable.
They are adorable, but I just didn't see it coming.
Wow.
We're going on a deep...
It's kind of like Roxy. Remember Roxy from... I saw this today. I saw this the other day on the internet. Roxy from 106 and Park.
Yeah.
She's been dating Joe for the last like 7 years. The singer Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who knew that?
I think I did know
you
that.
You did?
I kind of did, but I forgot. But yeah, because who knows what Joe's doing.
Look how fucking cute they are. Look at him. He even got a little swag. She said, baby, let me give you a little swag. Look at these glasses.
You know what? He was the fine one on Boy Meets World. He's not so fine anymore. That's how you know your styles change as you get older. The guys who are cute when you're young are not cute when you're older.
He's working with something over there that she liked.
Apparently, they've been doing TikTok dances and shit.
They do dances?
Yeah, on vacation.
Wait, speaking of TikTok dances and couples, did April and what's his name break up?
I don't know. It's a mystery. Tay Diggs. I don't know. It's a mystery.
Because I was really enjoying their content, and then it was no longer.
Maybe it got too much. I thought they broke up, and then I saw her over there again. I don't know, child. You know you can't tell the internet shit, because then they're going to be investigating your relationship thereafter.
I thought they were cute.
It looked like maybe they were having some issues. That's why they stopped posting each other, but maybe they're still trying to work it out.
Oh, you're so... I love how hopeful you are for them. But Joshua Jackson was dating Jodie Turner, who was in that movie... Oh, what's that movie again? Like, they were like... It was like the Bonnie and Clyde, the black version.
Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim. They were dating for a long time. And that was also like, oh my God, Joshua Jackson likes black women. Holy shit. What the fuck? Because she's like a supermodel, gorgeous. And then they had a baby. And now they are divorced. And he's on vacation with Lupita Nyong'o.
Didn't she work at like the Soho House?
She did. She got me my Soho House membership.
Yeah. So interesting. I mean.
But he likes a specific woman. Yeah. Like dark skin, bald, and model like.
What do you think about that?
I'm kind of into it. I want to like.
No more.
Yeah.
I'm always intrigued by. Yeah. I don't know. When I ever, like, anytime I've ever dated any white man, I'm always asking, like, do you always date black women? Like.
It's always kind of like the goofy white boy that likes black women.
Yeah.
What is that about? You know, like a little quirky?
Remember the guy who was our friend that I went on a couple dates with, who was a friend?
But
like, he didn't seem like the guy who would like necessarily.
He's like a goofy white.
But his girlfriend that he had for a long time for a minute. This last girlfriend was black, so it must be like his flavor. But I always wondered, like, did you just see like Janet Jackson as a child, and you're like, yep?
Or does he have a black soul?
Sometimes they have black souls. It's true. I do believe some people have black souls, and maybe it's from their soul from their last existence, and some people have white souls. I dated a black guy who had a white soul. I know for a fact that
so
soul
did
was
I. I dated Poetry Bay for sure had a white soul.
Adventure Bay for sure. His, you know, his grandfather was white. It must have just, those genes were strong soul ties. For real. But sometimes it's like, is it fetishy? You know, is it a fetish? Are you?
I mean, Joshua Jackson is giving fetish a little bit. It's giving fetish, but, you know.
We don't know that man.
I don't know him. But he, like, but, you know, it's not fetish because people have types. Just like I have types.
Right.
So if we remove.
The obvious. But the thing is, it's such a touchy subject, and it's been so touchy in our history that you have to do more investigating to kind of find out. Because always you hear about relationships, not always, but a lot of times you hear about relationships like this. And then when shit goes south, they be calling their lovers niggers and shit. And so you got to be careful of that.
Yeah, you do.
Because it's suddenly, yeah, you know, they're going to flip that switch.
Well, those are two, I feel like both of those women that he chose are very intelligent women. So yeah. I feel like they've done some, they had to have done some investigating.
Yeah,
and they're both very, very, like, for the culture. Yeah. Publicly, yeah. All the time.
Right. You know, another interracial relationship I'd like to know more about? Eve and her billionaire husband who does...
He's a goofy white. He's a goofy white.
And she's like a Rough Rider. So, and she's not from Philly.
She still has the
paws.
She better not take those off. What the fuck?
She has the paws on her titties. So I would like to be... You know, at their house for a week, probably because it's really lavish, but also because what are you guys talking about and how's the sex? Have you ever been around people and you thought about what they would look like having sex?
What do you mean? All the time, every day.
It's only when it's like an odd couple. Like a really hot couple.
Oh, God. I just thought about a girl we know and her white husband and thinking about them having sex.
Ooh.
Ooh. No.
I can't wait to know who that is.
We were talking about them earlier. I was exposed at her party.
I mean, you didn't have the visual. Oh, that? No.
Yeah. Yeah. See, can you imagine that?
No. No. You know what the thing is? Black men have so much swag. And not just like...
I love black men. I love you so
It's
much.
Not even just like the stereotypical like body type and like the sexualization they do of the black men. It's just like everything.
Every pore... The frequency, the way your skin feels, the way your hair feels in my hands.
Yeah,
the
your body
the
feels
weight of your
mine.
Muscle, even yeah. if you're skinny. Yeah. Like, you just, there's like a heaviness.
And there's a warmth. Yeah. I would just feel like.
There's just depth, even to the dumb ones.
I would think about BBC while I was having sex with my white husband. I know I would have. I would go somewhere and find tall, kind, nice smiling black man would walk by and I'd say, what my life be back at the college?
I often think about that. When I see black women with white men, I'm like, when you see a fine ass
black
man walk in the room, what do you
are you like
what do you think? Are you just like, I'm happy, happy wife, I got what I want? Or do you think black men are more inclined to feel that way when a beautiful black woman walks in the room, or a black woman is more inclined?
I think that a black woman is more inclined because I think that black men have really truly been very well brainwashed to believing that the Eurocentric like standard of beauty is like somehow better. But I've seen it in like when I was cocktail waitress or just in situations where I would be around a black man who's with a white woman and I would see her discomfort.
Well, there's a forbiddenness in it that adds value yeah. to that white body for them.
And possibly their credit score.
Mm. I mean, that goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do. I feel like black men have less like thought about it. I think black women have been historically so loyal. Like, it's like we're women, so our connection to our men is different. It's almost at a fault, right? Like, and so I think that extends into... that I think, but you know, I'm only a scientist during Good Moms Love Flowers. Come back for more research. Reporting live. This is my philosophy. Good Moms Love Flower, high philosophies. Report back and we'll have more for you.
Well, thanks for tuning in, and if you want more Good Moms Love Flowers and you want us to deep dive on topics, make sure you email us at info@goodmomsbadchoices.com, or make it easy because we're moms and we don't want to read our emails because that's annoying, and just leave a comment and then we can go and read it and then we'll answer it.
And I'll log in and we'll deep dive whatever you want to deep dive. Anything on the internet, any couples, random thoughts, porn, you know, you name it. We've touched a lot of topics today. Can't wait to hear from you.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.